Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Now, a man acquitted of murdering his partner has told an inquest he bought tape and a mattock similar to a pickaxe on the day Matthew Leveson disappeared. Michael Atkins faced a coronial inquest today under the protection of immunity to answer questions about the disappearance of Matthew Leveson. Matthew was last seen leaving a gay nightclub in the CBD with Atkins in 2007. Atkins was charged with Matthew's murder and manslaughter, but he was acquitted. Today in the stand, Michael Atkins said he decided to go to a hardware store because he wanted to start gardening. Gil Taylor, 2GB court reporter, following the story, joins me on the line. G'day, Gil.
G'day. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Michael admitted to going to a hardware store on the day Matthew disappeared. Is that correct?
Yes, he did. And he said he was a keen gardener and he wanted to dig up a vegetable garden outside his block of units. Council assisting then put it to him that, well, hang on, wouldn't that be a body corporate decision? You can't just go around digging up the garden, a vegetable garden, without support from the rest of the residents. And he said, well, we were a bit loose. We sometimes did things like painted windows and did that without the permission of the body corporate. But council assisting Lester Fernandez really put the blowtorch on Michael Atkins to a degree today, asking him about a 55-minute period that Atkins couldn't explain his whereabouts when he was with Matthew Leveson, presumably Matthew Leveson in the car the whole time. This was between 2:11 a.m. and 3:06 a.m. when he had left the Ark nightclub with Matthew Leveson, but then returned and was seen on CCTV outside the nightclub without Mr. Leveson. He had no idea what he actually did in that 55 minutes. He threw up a number of possibilities. The council assisting then said, well, at that stage, I think it was 2:30 in the afternoon, he said, well, we have 90 minutes left today. I'll give you plenty of time to explain to me where you were and what you did in those 55 minutes. There's no rush. Mm. You can tell by his tone that council assisting is not terribly happy with the answers that Michael Atkins is giving in the witness box.
And Gil, am I right in saying this is the first time Atkins has given his account of that night back in 2007?
Certainly at the inquest. Yeah. Back in 2009, of course, he was tried for the murder. He was acquitted of that, the jury finding him not guilty. So obviously we don't know how much of that evidence came out in that particular trial, how much of this evidence, I should say, came out in that particular trial. But he certainly hasn't explained what happened in that 55 minutes. And he said he was on one hand concerned to get Matthew home because he was drug affected at the club where he was dealing in pills, freely admitted that he was doing that. Mm. But on the other hand, he couldn't explain where he was in that 55-minute period. So I guess Atkins is saying he took Mr. Leveson home, it must have been after 3 o'clock now. Yeah. He said he did put him to bed that morning, but as you pointed out in your intro, he then went and bought a mattock, which is more commonly known as a pickaxe, and duct tape. He said he bought the tape to fix the plants to the stakes, and the mattock, of course, to dig up a vegetable garden.
Yeah. All right, mate, we'll follow that story with great interest via you. Thank you.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.